Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
In Northern California, an environmental crisis is in the air. Raging wildfire has forced more than 13,000 people to flee their homes and has burned 65,000 acres. Among more than 20 fires, the Rocky Fire is the biggest by far. It jumped a containment line at Highway Route 20. Joining us is Lorraine Dechter, news director for Mendocino County Public Broadcasting. Lorraine, where is this fire headed?
Well, it is just escaping over Highway 20, which is one of the perimeters the firefighters were trying to make sure it didn't get over. That's the major highway into this area that leads over into Lake County from Interstate 5. That road's been closed, and it also leads up into Mendocino County, goes around the top of Clear Lake. With the fire going over Highway 20, that's just not what the firefighters wanted to see. Everybody's concerned. More evacuations have been going on in that area last night. And the problem is in a national monument, it's wilderness area, and it's not obvious even to the firefighters yet how to hold the fire if it escapes these highways, Highway 16 and 20, and gets off into that wildland area.
And you're talking about the California, which is in a drought situation, which means that the wilderness is also fuel. What have you seen in terms of the intensity of these fires? We've seen pictures, of course, all across the country.
Oh, my gosh, it is intense. I have been covering fires in Northern California for probably about 30 years. And talking to people who are working on this fire, they haven't seen the likes of this as well. And here's a description of it from Todd Durham, and he is the assistant to the incident commander for the Rocky Fire.
The wildland fuels are absolutely explosive. They're burning at rates and intensities and with volatilities that I have not seen in my 32 years in the fire service.
Is there any natural barrier here that would put it out, or is there really no way to tell how this could be stopped?
Well, the only natural barrier, I guess, would be to the west of the fire. We have Clear Lake itself. The fire is getting larger. It is larger already than Clear Lake. So that's a good spot. But there are communities along the lakeside, of course, most concerned about the communities of Clear Lake, Lower Lake. And now that the fire is moving up over Highway 20, it's getting closer to Clear Lake Oaks. So there are several resort communities that go around to the top of the lake.
More evacuations expected today?
Well, they hope not. They've gotten most of the people out of that area, a couple of housing subdivisions in the wildland interface over Highway 20, where the fire's going over, and they did those, but it's slow. There are animals. There's like valley next to valley next to valley with usually one road in and out. So they put them in advisory evacuation status and pretty much immediately start pulling people out. Right now, just as of 5 minutes ago, 13,000 people impacted under some kind of advisory status, and about 1,500 that have actually totally been evacuated.
And all you have to do is breathe in to know that the environmental crisis is all around you. Lorraine Dechter is news director for Mendocino County Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much, Lorraine.
Thank you.